had a dream, kinda went south, didn't it? And I see that you got hurt and you've hidden it underneath your famous smile. Didn't show anyone that's your style. You got stuck and it left you feeling burned. Ran out of luck, you didn't know just where to turn. You turned in on yourself. You didn't share the pain with anybody else. You know what? Here's the deal. You will heal. You can lose. You can fail. You can choose to just bail. You can cry in the night. You won't die. You'll be alright. You can show us all the shades of you. Sunny Jim, we love your dark side too. Don't have to swim, always in the deep end, Sunny Jim. You can take the weekend, wait until Monday to save the planet. It'll wait, it'll understand it. You can fall, you can stumble. It keeps us all real and humble. You don't always have to keep things light. You don't always have to shine so bright. You know what? Here's the deal. You get cut, you will heal. You can lose, you can fail. You can choose to just bail. You can cry in the night. You won't die, you'll be alright. You can show us all the shades of you. Sunny Jim, we love your dark side too. You don't have to always fix things. Just sing me something sad with that six string. You're allowed to feel a little crappy. It's not your job to make us happy.
That's singer-songwriter and now city councillor in Guelph, James Gordon, with Sunny Jim, the title track from his new album that will shortly be released on Borealis Records. And Sunny Jim, the song, alludes to the fact that we all have a darker side, even apparently Sunny James Gordon. I've got to admit, I was rather shocked to find this out, and I thought it time that we learn more about this startling development from the man himself. I'm pleased to welcome back to Folk Roots Radio, James Gordon. How are you doing today, James?
I'm very well and reasonably sunny today. Thanks, Jen.
That's good, because you do realize everybody's going to start looking and asking questions like, is he sunny today or not? It's an interesting song. We played it first. So how about you tell us about why you decided you wanted to put that song on the album?
Sure. Well, I think you alluded to it, that we all carry a persona around with us. And if you're in the public eye, perhaps it's even more exaggerated. We have to sort of be on, and we have to meet the expectations of people that have a certain view of you. I just noticed that I had some good friends saying, you're always trying to make everybody happy. And I said, well, maybe that's why I became a politician. It's part of the goal that way. If things go wrong, or, you know, you're struggling with something, then you automatically default. Okay, I guess I better not show that side. And then it was almost a song to myself in that one. But I would hope that it would be universal enough that it could apply to anyone. So that's your you're allowed to show that dark side, and maybe that's if you have it and if that's the way you want to refer to it. And maybe if you do, you're showing some of your true self too. And
well, I think I'll always think of you as Sonny Jim, but I love the idea, and it is a great song. We mentioned at the start of the interview, you're now a city councillor in Guelph, as well as working still in the music field. Is this album 27? I lose track of how many solo albums you put out.
I can't keep track either. I think it depends on how you count, because I did 14 with Tamarack, and then I think if you count Tamarack and my own, it's up to about 40. So you're probably right.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about this album. The last album was 2013's Coyote's Calling.
Mm-hmm.
Were you getting anxious that the people needed to hear from the musical side of you again?
I wasn't so worried about people hearing from me again. I think I needed to connect with that part of me again, because the political stuff and the council job took over a lot more than I thought it would. It's a part-time job here in Guelph. But that turns out to mean that was part-time pay and full-time work if you let it, right? And I think that part of my nature is, you know, you want to do a good job at whatever you do, whether it's music or now with this other hat that I wear. So I had to give myself something that could say, okay, folks, I'm not on duty today. I'm in the music business today. And so it was a great project to sink into that way. And I spent the last 2 years musically touring with my Stephen Harper show, which was very political, and I really, really enjoyed it. But it also took me away from my singer-songwriter roots a bit. So this was kind of a way for me to get grounded with that again.
This album, I mean, I would describe it as typical James Gordon. Lots of great songs. Some songs that, you know, talk about social issues. We're going to delve into those a little later. Obviously, environmental issues are very close to your heart. But there's one song that I'd like to play next that is a very special song, because that is a song that you wrote about someone who is very dear to you and a dear friend to a lot of people from Guelph. Mm-hmm. The song's entitled I Picture You, and I wanted to give you a chance to talk about that song, and let's play it.
Sure. Yeah, thanks, Jan. It's about Sue Richards, who was a great figure in Guelph's culture, and she passed away, must be 2 summers ago now, and there was a great sort of community grieving because she was such a community-oriented person. And I think the thought behind the song is, when someone passes away and in the grieving process, just like that song about Sonny Jim, you know, not showing the dark side, it's very easy to say, oh, well, she's in a better place now, you know. And the I picture you is, well, do we make that picture for anyone that we're close to so that it comforts us? They don't need comforting anymore. They're dead, right? So it was really kind of exploring that issue, and also just, I think it was my way of getting some closure around it myself. It was my sort of a tribute and sort of painting my picture was my own way to deal with the passing of someone that was very close to me. Yeah. So she was my manager for about 15 or 20 years, but she also, we first met when the Hillside started. I was the artistic director and she was the business manager, executive director. So I had all the fun stuff and she did all the hard stuff. So it was an interesting partnership.
You know, one of the things I love about this song is the fact that you have managed to weave your love of the environment into it. And, you know, particularly being on the water, we're not going to be able to play This Canoe Runs on Water on the show today. It's a song I played on the show before, a fabulous, fabulous song. But you were able to weave the connectedness of being out on the water and out on the water with Sue Richards into it. And I thought that was rather beautiful.
Oh, well, thanks. Well, in fact, I guess that was one of the ways that we connected, too. Though canoes are a real symbol for me. They probably show up 3 or 4 times on this album. And I know they are a very powerful symbol and a place of peace for Sue. So that that felt like a natural way to connect those things as well.
Let's play that song just now. This is James Gordon from the new album, Sunny Jim. And this is I Picture You. And you're listening to Folk Roots Radio. And I'm Jan Hall.
I picture you in the stern of a canoe, in the fiery sunset, a little black stone lake, 60 smiles an hour. You're in your power, and when you are, we're all in it too. As your want me to, with more paddling ahead after this hard portage. I picture you free of the enemy that kept you a prisoner for so many years. When I see you at peace, is that just what I need to make some sort of sense of it all? Is your energy floated away on a breeze, or is it laughing and dancing somewhere? How can it be when you were such a part? It's just not there. With more paddling ahead after this hard portage.
That's James Gordon with I Picture You from his latest album. It's entitled Sunny Jim. It has a picture of Sunny Jim on the cover, painted by Greg Denton. And I want to give you a chance to talk about this beautiful piece of art that adorns this cover and talk a little bit about more about the project that was part of.
Yeah, the painting was an interesting project. Some of your listeners will be familiar with Greg Denton, is a very well-known portrait painter here in Guelph and also a musician. But I think what he's best known for is almost an instant portrait. Like he'll have a show where he has 100 portraits that he did in an hour each. But he was looking for doing something different. And with this project, I wanted to do something a little different. So it actually took 5 Sunday morning sittings where I'd go to his apartment and we'd spend the morning and I'd be sitting still and he'd play tunes for me on his old CD player. And I'd be getting an education of some great old music. And the idea seems to be working. The album's just been in people's hands for a few days. But at first they go, what do you mean, Sunny Jim? You look kind of serious there. And then I think it gets people thinking. And I wanted to get people thinking.
Well, certainly, the the portrait itself really has a great deal of depth. And you're absolutely right. I have to say, when I first picked it up, I had that same feeling. Well, this is not the Sonny James Gordon I normally think of. But again, getting back to that first song, it was really nice to weave that in. You've been involved in music for over 30 years now, obviously starting off in Tamarack and then developing as a singer-songwriter. I know community activism has been a huge part of your life. You've now moved up to being a city councillor in Guelph. I'm just wondering how being in the house, being part of the institution of government, how that affects your ability to make change as an activist.
That's a really good question, Jan. I struggle with that a lot. I think what led me to try seeing what it was, as you term it, sort of from the inside, seeing what it was like. If you spend 30 years holding a protest sign in front of a government institution and ranting at it, and not, sometimes feeling effective, sometimes not, it makes you wonder, well, I wonder what if the change could be affected more from the inside. And what I've been learning is that I don't think I'm very pleased where I landed. I ran provincially a couple times, which would have probably precluded a musical career if I had been elected. But I think I can work both sides of it with this. Some of my music still has a political bent to it, and it still deals a lot of it issue-based. So I'm nudging that change from the outside. And someone said the other day, well, you're nudging that change, you're suggesting the change in your songs, and then when you're on the inside, you actually have to do something about it, so it can't be just talking about it. So it's been a really, really great experience to try to see how each of those work. It was Jack Layton and Charlie Angus that originally talked me into running for politics in the first place. And they said, James, the gig's not that different. You know, you still have to relate to people, you have to listen, you have to reflect back what their values are in a way that it resonates for them, and sometimes you have your guitar in your hand and sometimes you don't. So I'm enjoying that combination.
Do you find that you have been able to pick up new listeners? I mean, you know, you mentioned the fact that you were concerned that getting into politics would give you less time for your music. I just wonder whether there are people that have been turned on to James Gordon as a musician through your involvement in politics.
I don't know yet. I think this album will tell. In some ways, there's a bit of a pushback the other way. It's that, oh, a politician that also writes songs. How cute. You know what I mean? So, it remains to be seen if I'm picking up more people or shifting people. But it certainly is a bit of a calling card these days. We all need an angle because there's enough of us middle-aged white folk singers out there, right?
We're going to play another song from the album just now. It's an album that I mentioned at the start that really oozes social commentary, everything from politics and protest through war and conflict and into the environment. There's one song that kind of brings a lot of that together, and that's a song, Change Train, which seems to be very much a sing-along song in the spirit of a lot of the great folk songs of the past. Can you talk about why you wanted to write this song?
Yeah, it actually was a fun musical exercise because you, probably Jan, as much as I, would hear from people say, oh, well, that era of the protest singer, that was had its golden age in the 60s, and is it still relevant now? I think it is. It just has to musically stay relevant too. But I really wanted to try to write a song that maybe could have been written in the 1960s, just in terms of the way it feels. And I'm as guilty as anyone if you're dealing with an issue or you call it a protest song with pointing fingers, and they can be, you know, if I pointed my finger at you and said, Jan, you're living your life wrong, you'd go, screw you, James, right? But if it engages you and makes you feel a part of it, then I think I've got you. So this song was meant, it could have been sung around a kitchen table. So I'm just trying to keep it positive and see what happens with it, putting it out there.
Do you still have hope for the future? I know with a lot of your environmental work around water issues, you know, concerns about climate change and everything. Do you feel that people are slowly getting the message that something needs to be done?
Yeah, I think so. In fact, water is a good example because I lobbied for many years as the founders of the Wellington Water Watchers around the bottled water issue. And when I started, people thought I was taken leave of my senses. Well, what do you mean? What's wrong with this plastic bottle here? It's very convenient. And now I think enough people understand. And the same with climate change. We understand now that I don't think there are many climate change deniers left. There are climate change avoiders, people that don't want to face what we might have to do to meet it. But I think we all recognize it as a challenge. So there's slowly but surely things are shifting a bit.
Let's play that song just now. This is James Gordon with Change Train from his new album, Sunny Jim, and that's just about to be released on Borealis Records. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall.
Underneath the melting snow, come on, can't you feel it? Something green is trying to grow, come on, can't you feel it? I don't know where this'll go, but I can hear a whistle blow. Come on, get on the change train. Wake up, hear that rooster crow, come on, can't you feel it? Cracks in the system starting to show, come on, can't you feel it? In the dark, a spark begins to glow, from below the healing waters flow. Come on, get on the change train. Grab your arrow, rosin up your bow, come on, can't you feel it? Shoot for the stars, why aim low? Come on, can't you feel it? Our ride's arrived, don't say no. Swing your partner, do-si-do. Come on, get on the change train. Plant your dreams all in a row, come on, can't you feel it? Creating humanity 3.0, come on, can't you feel it? We're making this all up as we go, from underneath the mistletoe. Come on, get on the change train. Come on, get on, the day is done. Before you know, it'll all be gone. If we don't get on the change train, come on, get on the change train.
That's James Gordon with Change Train from his latest album. It's entitled Sunny Jim. James is our special guest on Folk Roots Radio today. I want to talk about the album itself. You recorded it, I think, in your home studio.
Yep.
And again, lots of contributions from both your sons, Evan and Geordie. Do you want to talk about their contribution to this record?
Yeah, in fact, that was my kick in the butt to get this record done, where both my kids are on the road a lot with their own. They have a band of their own, and they're the Sidemen in a band called Islands. Just went down to the Horseshoe in Toronto and heard their CD launch the other night. It was amazing. But my older son, Evan, is involved with producing and engineering. He'd been living in Los, but he came back for a few months to work on a couple projects, and he said, "Well, hey, Dad, let's get into the studio." And he was producer and engineer, and it gave me an excuse. I couldn't very well say, "Oh, I'm kind of busy today." He'd say, "Come on, we got to do it." And there's nothing more rewarding to me musically than that family connection, to be able to play with them, and they're the best at what they do. And I think I wanted this album to be fairly sparse, like fairly raw, and so they're good at just adding little touches here and there that seem to amplify them a little bit. And it was a really fun thing to do for a guy and his kids.
Will they be there for the CD release shows? I think you have several coming up.
Yeah. Well, the first one, they're still on the road for my first one, which is in Hamilton on June 11th. That's at the Pearl Company. But they'll be with me at Hughes Room for the first major launch, Hughes Room in Toronto on the 16th, and with me on the 17th here in Guelph, and also up in Collingwood at the Simcoe Street Theater on June 18th. So, yeah, they get off the plane, we get straight to having a couple of rehearsals, and we go for it.
It sounds like they're going to be wonderful evenings. I know one of the things you love to do is to get out on the road, particularly out west. You've written some wonderful songs about the experience of touring. You know, I love the, was it the Prairie Gigs song? What is the title of that one again?
Oh, Small Town Prairie Gigs.
Right? I love Small Town Prairie Gigs. It's one of my favorite songs. Are you going to have the chance to take the album out on the road again, away from your home base?
Yeah, I've got plans not till the fall for that. I'm going out west, and then hope to get early next year down to the east. But my touring schedule has changed with this counselor gig, but I think changed for the better. It was just a habit that us old musicians have, that you go out for 6 weeks at a time, which is kind of hard on 60-year-olds, right? So what I'm doing now is more hopping on a plane, doing four gigs, and coming back in time for the main Monday council meetings. And it's a shift for me that I think is actually a positive one, especially since touring's more difficult economically these days too, right? So the extended tours often mean you'd be sitting in a hotel Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday night. So it seems to be pretty good, and I'm waiting to see. You know, it's, the album will be with all the Roots radio stations around North America in the next few weeks, and we'll gauge the interest and go where it is.
Well, look, it's been great to talk to you today. If people want to learn more about your music, how can they do that?
You can go to my website, jamesgordon.ca. Come to one of the concerts. I've also made a habit of late of there's almost an endless supply of YouTube videos if you check out my name that way, and keep in touch on social media, and connecting is why I do this, right?
Absolutely, and you certainly inspire a lot of people, and I will think of you as Sonny Jim from now on.
Okay.
Emphasis on Thanks, the word yeah. Sonny. We're going to play one more track from the album. I thought we should finish with, rather appropriately, Took the Long Way Home, because this is an album that not just talks about heading home, but I think also finding your way back to you. Do you want to talk a little bit about this song?
Yeah, sure. Thanks, Jan. I think it was, part of this project was to get away from just the environmental political guy and get a little more into the personal territory. And I would say that this song is about my personal journey, and my personal journey in my prime relationship as well. And the metaphor for the road is always there for me, but just so part of the journey of being on the road is coming home, and what are you coming to, and what are you finding in your own backyard that you might have ignored before. So that kind of came together with that, and I think I was painting in it. It's a bit of a tone painting too, and that sort of the stark images that you find on the road versus the the warm and fuzzy that you get back home, too.
It's a great way to finish this conversation. As always, yeah. James, it's an absolute pleasure. We'll leave you with James Gordon and Took the Long Way Home from his fabulous new album, Sunny Jim. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall. Thanks again.
I took the long way home, past the discount auto parts, the empty lot full of shopping carts, along a trail of broken hearts. I took the long way home. Train tracks and power lines, rusted cars filling up with vines, signs of our long slow decline. Took the long way home, watched the days turn into years, watched the laughter turn to tears, watched the hopes turn into fears. Took the long way home. Tire dumps and oil drums, lost track of where I came from. Did you think I would ever come? Took the long way home. Down desperate boulevards, where everything was cold and hard, I was close but still so far. I took the long way home. Watch the day turn into years, watch the laughter turn to tears, watch the hopes turn into fears. Took the long way home, and much to my surprise, you were there with love in your eyes, welcoming me inside. Took the long way home. I came around that final bend, saw you there, my forever friend. I knew my journey was at an end.